Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Hey, and we're starting about the fifth line with the words Koira Achas Ma'ashu Tatar Shnei Mavayis, and a villain source daf is on Hey Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Anyway, we have another discussion. Koira Achas Ma'ashu Tatar Shnei Mavayis. Could one koira matter two different mavayis? Let's say we have the entrances to two different mavayis right next to each other, and they actually share the same middle wall, which happens to be a little bit lower, meaning it's a little bit shorter than the two outer walls. And what they want to do is just place a koira across the top of the two higher walls, be resting on the rightmost wall of the right mavoi and on the leftmost wall of the left mavoi, covering both of them. Does that matter both mavois? And the reason for this question is because we know that in a standard mavoi, the car has to be connected to both walls of the mavoi. But here, since these mavois share a middle wall which is a little bit shorter, it's not actually touching that wall. Is it permitted or not? So where it tells Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Yirmi says, Rabbi Zeir Ravo, they argue about this. Chad number one says Aser, Chad number Mutar. Now Mandamar Aser, the one who says Aser, Benital Malam Yishlash Lekaris HaMavoi, that's referring to where this kaira is more than three tefachim above that middle wall of the mavoi, so it's not considered connected to it. Whereas Mandamar Mutar, the one that says permitted, Benital Lamata Mishlash Lekaris HaMavoi, that's where it's within three tefachim of that middle wall of the mavoi. We would say Lavod, as we've explained before, Lavod closes gaps, so it's as if it's resting on that middle wall and therefore would be permitted, and that's a case that we could use one kaira for two mavoyas. Now we have another question. Reb Zair Rabbi, he has the following. Chatzar b'mahina teres. How can we permit a chatzar? This referring to where a chatzar opens directly into Rosh Hasharabim. Do we treat it like a regular mavoy or not? And the answer is Asher Chatan, who is found taught in a brisa. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, b'pas echad, we have to have one pas, one board there. V'chamer l'cham say b'shnei pas, and we need to have two boards there. A chatzar opening into Rosh Hasharabim is different than a mavoy, and it needs more of a tikkun than a regular mavoy. Now Rebbe Yirmiyah says, b'shem rechia, halachik d'ri ayom r'shnei pasin. The halach is like the chamim, that we need to have two boards, one on either side. Ubovad pas shel arba tefachim mikan, upas shel arba tefachim mikan. Each board has to be four tefachim wide on each side. And that's because, as we've said before, four tefachim is considered makam chashuv, and therefore we have to have these two chashuv sides boards on either side of the entrance of the chatzer. Rabbi Yisrael b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, very similarly, halachik d'ri ayom r'shnei pasin. The halach is like the chamim, that we have to have two boards. Bavani oimer, I personally, Rabbi Yisrael say, that b'pas echad, we only need one board. Ubovad pas shel arba tefachim, that board has to be four tefachim. Skip the next six words. Rabbi Yisrael further clarifies, even in Shitas Chachamim, that you have to have two boards. Ve'ein kan el pas shlosh tefachim ikan u'shlosh tefachim ikan. The board on each side only has to be three tefachim, not four. Now have a du amar b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. This means when Rabbi Yisrael quoted Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that pas kol shehu mikan u'pas kol shehu mikan. That's a proper girsa, that this board that has to be on both sides doesn't have to be four tefachim or even three. It only has to be kol shehu, a little thin narrow board, and that's enough of a tikkun for this chatzer that's open into the Rosh Hasharabim. Another discussion, Rav Zaira quotes Rav Chana, who says b'shem Rav, mavoi sha'arkoi v'rachbai shavin. Let's say we have a mavoi that its length and width are exactly the same. It's basically a square-shaped mavoi. So in this case, ein nitaris b'lechi v'kaira el pasim k'chatzer. It can't be fixed up with either a lechi or a kaira. It needs these pasim, these boards, like a chatzer, and that's because the length of the mavoi is more than its width, whereas a chatzer is square. And if the mavoi is square, then it's just like a chatzer and doesn't have this leniency that a regular mavoi does. Hashem Shmuel Minei, Shmuel heard this memory, the name of Rav, v'las abasrei arbain zimnin, and he worked really hard on it, which means he chazered it 40 times. However, Rabban de Kesarin, loy amrin kain, Rabban de Kesarin, they don't quote it like this. El rather, they say the following: Shmuel shayl l'Rav. Shmuel asked Rav directly. Kamihei arkan yois harachban. How much longer does the length of the mavi have to be more than the width in order to consider it a mavi and not a chatzer? And Agiv, he responded. Vamrulei told him, kol shehu, just a little bit. As long as the length is a little bit more than the width, it's considered a regular mavi. And after hearing this, v'las abasrei arbain zimnin, Shmuel chazered this 40 times. And why would he do that? Tatmi bayi Rav. Because he might forget this, need to ask Rav again, but not find him, and then he's not going to know the halacha. Therefore, he chazed it 40 times, so he didn't forget. We continue discussing. Tamat Tanit over there, we learned in a Mishnah, this is a little bit later on. That a mavi is to a chatzar, like a chatzar is to houses. Just so we know that the houses that share the same chatzar are not allowed to carry unless they make a erve chatzeroys, so too, all the chatzars that share the same mavoi are not allowed to carry unless they make a shituf mavois. Now the question is, how many chatzars have to be in a mavoi in order to consider it a mavoi and not just regular chatzer? And Rav Shmuel Tarvei and Amrin, both of them say, Ein lehem pachas mishtayim, there can't be anything less than two chatzeros opening into a mavoi. And usually, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, a chatzer has two houses in it. Now, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu chatzer achas mikan, v'chatzer achas mikan, even if there's one chatzer here and one chatzer there, which means that even if the chatzer doesn't have a house in it, it's simply a courtyard that opens into a mavoi, that's sufficient if we have two of these. Now, Rav Acha, quoting Rav Chirino, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Afilu chatzer mikan, u'bayis mikan, or bayis mikan, v'chanus mikan, even if there's a chatzar on one side and a house opening directly into the mavoi on the other side, or a house on one side and a storefront on the other side, even that considers this whole area a mavoi. Now, Haman Beis on top, we continue with this. Rav Nachman Rakov Bai, he tells us Mavoi ain't pachas mishnei chatzeros. A Mavoi doesn't have anything less than two chatzeros, and chatzer ain't a pachus mishnei batim. In order to consider it a chatzer, it can't have anything less than two houses in it. Continue to discuss a Mavoi. Mavoi sha'arka v'rach by shavin. A Mavoi that its length and width are the same. It's a square Mavoi. Ainu niter b'lechi v'kaira. It's not matred up with just a regular lechi or kaira. Elo a pasim gechatzer. It's only fixed up with these boards like a chatzer. And Shmuel shal Rav. Shmuel asked Rav the following: Kamihei arka yeshal rach by. How much longer does the length have to be than the width? And Muamrele told him, Kol shu, just a little bit. Hahein deraya da'ardi Yisrael m'rabban. This is just like the chatzers of Eretz Yisrael, which are square. On to another case, chamisha mavayis psuchel mavoi. Five different mavayis open into one mavoi. So basically, when you turn off the Rosh Hashanah, you have this one long central mavoi in which smaller mavayis are open into it, and that means that the wall of the main mavoi, which has the other mavayis open into it, has a lot of pirtzes or breaches in it, because those are basically the entrance ways into the smaller mavayis. And then as follows, oimed meruba al haparetz uparetz meruba al oimed ainu tzarch kaira. It doesn't make a difference if there's more wall than open space, or if there's more open space than wall. The entrance ways into these little mavayos don't need their own kaira, because it's all considered like one big mavoy. And since by the entrance way from the Rosh Hashanah into the main mavoy, there's a kaira, so the entrance ways into the smaller mavayos don't need a kaira. And again, that's even if the wall of the main mavoy itself has so many openings into the smaller mavayos that there's more open space than wall. However, imish b'nei arba amos huflag, if there's a four amma gap, so then it's considered separate and it would need its own tikkun, which means that when you turn off of the main mavoy into the smaller one, the wall of the smaller mavoy doesn't start right away. There's actually a four amma gap of space, and only then the wall of the smaller mavoy begins. So that's considered huflag. It's like separate, and this is considered its own mavoy, different than the main one, and therefore it would require a kaira there to show that there's a separation and it's two separate things. On to another discussion, Tana Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya teaches the following: Psachim psuchim Rosh Hashanah. We have openings open into Rosh Hashanah. Now this is referring to one of two cases, either a unique one in which there's a mavoi in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Imagine you're walking along the road, and in order to continue, you actually have to pass through a narrow street lined with homes, and then it opens back up into regular Rosh Hashanah. Now two entrances into this mavoi have doors. That's one option. The other option is that we're just talking about a regular mavoi mefolish, a classic mavoi which is open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah. Not that the Rosh Hashanah passes through it, it's just that we have two parallel Rosh Hashanah and a mavoi in between them, and it has two openings, one on either side. That's a classic mavoi mefolish, and this is according to Manda Amar, found in Erevin and Bavli, that just two walls makes up a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but nonetheless, there has to be doors on either end. And so here's the din with it. Niftachim, if these doors are open, Nasim Akayim Rosh Hashanah, this entire area is actually Rosh Hashanah. Ninalim, only when they're closed, Nasim Akayim Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then this whole area is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. On to another din. Mevayis HaMufalash Es L'yam. Let's say we have a mavoi, which is open into the sea. Kimufalash L'bika, it's like it's open into a valley or a field. And that's even though the end of the mavoi is the sea, and usually the sea is 10 tefachim deep, so that would mean that we have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, which is technically closing off the mavoi, and there shouldn't be a tikkun necessary. The reason why we're considering it open into a bika, like into a field, is because it could be that the sea is going to bring up a whole bunch of dirt and silt and things like that, create some sort of platform, and at the same time, the sea is going to recede a little bit, so now it's like a regular mavoi, which is open into a big area, and therefore it requires a proper tikkun. Now, v'hein shekakad Rav Chanin, this mavoi, this alley of Rav Chanin, lo yitzach tzuris pasach, it does not require tzuris pasach on one end, even though it was open on both sides. One end was the sea, and that's because shugim eslaket asar tefachim tech shalosh. There was a hill there, it was basically built on a slope that reached the height of 10 tefachim within 3 amas. And we've had this previously, that anytime we have a hill or slope or a mound of dirt that reaches the height of 10 tefachim within 3 amas, that means it's steep enough that it's considered a mechitza. And since this whole mavoi Rav Chanin was built on this steep slope, it's considered like it has a mechitza there, and therefore no tikkun was necessary at the other end. However, takana tiknu bai, they did make a takana by it anyway at the end that's open into the sea, kedei lahatir batim shelamaton, in order to permit the houses at the bottom. Basically, we have this mavoi which is sloped, and there were some homes higher up and some homes lower down. So the ones that were higher up didn't need any sort of tikkun because the slope which was below them is considered a proper mechitza. However, the homes that were below the slope, they need a tikkun for the opening of the mavoi which is near them because they don't have anything closing off that side, and that's the reason why they had to make a takana for Rav Chanin's mavoi. We now continue explaining the Mishnah, which had said, if there's a tzuris ha-pesach, a proper door frame by the entrance of the mavoi, even though it's wider than 10 amos, there's no need to minimize it and make it narrower than 10 amos. We have a little bit of story about this. Chananya bar Shalemya, Hava Yosef Misna L'chiyah B'rei D'Rav. Chananya bar Shalemya was sitting and teaching this Mishnah over to Chiyah, the son of Rav. Now, Apik Rav Reshim and Kvasa, Rav stuck his head out the window. Amrle, and he called out the Chananya, Les Kain. That's not the halacha. So Amrle, he told him, V'lenis Naya Kain. So should I not teach him this Mishnah? Amrle, Rav told him, no. This Nisei, you should teach him the Mishnah, V'ayde D'Les Kain, but tell him that that's not the halacha. And that's because the real halacha follows the Manda Amar that we learn we pass Pesach HaHichal, and since the opening of the Heichal was not wider than 10 Amos, and it also had a Tzuras HaPesach, that tells us that even if we have a Tzuras HaPesach, the entranceway is not going to be wider than 10 Amos. The question is, how do we define a Tzuras HaPesach? So Amar Huna Amar, he tells us, Tzuras HaPesach She'amru, the Tzuras HaPesach they said, Kani Mikan, V'Kani Mikan, V'Gami Al Gabehen, all we have to have is a pole on this side, pole on that side, and even a little reed on top, and that's considered a proper Tzuras HaPesach. It looks like a door frame. It doesn't actually have to be strong enough to hold a door. It just looks like a door frame, and that's fine. Whereas Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel says, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Tziru Ben Tzir, that it has to have a place for a hinge and the hinge itself, and Lo Yehi Mechusar El Adeles, it's actually only missing a door. And that's what a proper Tzuras HaPesach is. Now, the machlokes between these two is, what does the Tzuras HaPesach accomplish? According to the first man, the Amar Tzuras HaPesach is just a hecker. It's just a recognition that this is the entranceway. Therefore, it doesn't actually have to be a proper door frame that could hold a door. However, according to the second opinion, a Tzuras HaPesach actually creates a proper mechitza. It's as if there's a wall here. And therefore, in order to accomplish that, we have to have a proper door frame that has a hole for the hinge and the hinge itself, only missing a door being placed on it, and then it's considered like we have a mechitza. Now, we continue discussing this in another context. Tanur Ruchi Ruchi teaches, Ketza Matir Rosh HaSarabim, how do we matter Rosh HaSarabim, which means when we have a mavim of foolish, it's open on both ends of Rosh HaSarabim, how do we matter that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's very simple, Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan, Kair Mikan, Kair Mikan, all we have to have is a Lechi on either side, or a Kair on either side, basically by every entrance into Rosh HaSarabim, just stick a Lechi or a Kair there, and that's perfectly okay. Whereas a Chamer and Lecham say that no, Lechi v'Kair Mikan, one entrance of Rosh HaSarabim could have either a Lechi or a Kair, but v'Oisa Tzuras Pesach Mikan, a proper Tzuras HaPesach has to be made at the other entrance. Now Rabbi Yirmi says, B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, what type of Tzuras HaPesach is required? Tzir uben tzir, lohei mechutz v'el adeles, the frame has to have the hole for the hinge and the hinge itself, and the only thing it's missing is the door. Now Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Kumi Rav Ze'ira, Rabbi Yirmi said this over in front of Rav Ze'ira, and Amar Lehi asked him, Ma b'yadach, what's in your hand, meaning what Masar do you have from your Rebbeim? And so he told him that Rabbi Ila says, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, Tzuras HaPesach She'amru, the Tzuras HaPesach they're talking about is Kani Mikan V'Kani Mikan V'Gami Al Gabein. It just has to be a pole here, a pole there, and a little reed on top, and that's sufficient. Now Amar Rabbi Yosef commented on this, there are Rabbanan Dahacha Kedai Tain, there are Rabbanan over here, there are Yisrael Tikra Rabbanim, there L'Shita Sam, Rabbanan Taman Kedai Tain, and there are Rabbanan of Bavel, there L'Shita Sam. What does that mean? Vavam Ralph on top, Rabbanan de Taman, the Rabbanan over there of Bavel, the Inun Amrin, they say Tzuras HaPesach She'amru. What's a Tzuras HaPesach? Kani Mikan V'Kani Mikan V'Gami Al Gabein. It could just be a stick here, a stick there, and one little reed on top. So the Inun de Amrin Leskein, they're the ones that say that it's not so, meaning that we do not paskin like our Mishnah, that even if we have a Tzuras HaPesach, the entranceway is not to be wider than 10 Amos, and that's because they hold Tzuras HaPesach is just for a hacker, and therefore it can't be wider than 10 Amos. However, Rabbanan de Hacha, the Rabbanan over here, they're just Yisrael Dek Rabbanan, the Inun Amrin, they say, Tzir Ben Tzir, the Tzuras HaPesach has to be solidly built and have a hole in it and the hinge for the hole, and Lo Yehi Mechutzar El Adeles, the only thing that's lacking is a door. So the Inun Amrin de Iskain, they're the ones that would say, yes, this is true, meaning that we do paskin like our Mishnah, that a Tzuras HaPesach wider than 10 Amos is perfectly fine, and that's because we said Tzuras HaPesach actually creates a proper mechitza, and if you have a proper mechitza on something wider than 10 Amos, that's no problem. It's perfectly kosher. Now, one more discussion about this. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Yeshua, says, Beishame Omer Beishame says, Dalz Mikan Dalz Mikan, that a mavim of foolish, it's open on both ends, has to actually have a door on each end. And Uchshu Machnis Maitzi Vinayel, when he comes in or goes out, he has to close the door behind him, and only then the mavim is considered closed off. Whereas Beisil Omer Beisil says, Dalz Mikan Vitzuris Pesach Mikan, that there's a door here and a Tzuris Pesach on the other end. Now, Omer Shmuel tells us, Halacha Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is like this Chananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Yeshua. And the question is, Vloy Dahi Kad Miyasa? Isn't this like the previous one? Meaning, why is this any different than our Mishnah? The Mishnah says we have a Tzuris Pesach on one end, and here we're saying we have a Tzuris Pesach on one end. And so Amar Abayi answers that, no, they del esunino, and according to this Shita, it's only considered closed off if we have a door, because a door can actually physically be closed, and only then it's considered closing off the Mavoy. And now just concluding our discussion about Tzuris Pesach, Hayer of Achaba, Hen to Avet Tzuris Pesach, Vacha Paskin, for those who are making a Tzuris HaPesach at the entranceway of their Mavoy, Shud Sarkhli Kanis Lefnim Arba Amoy, they have to bring it 4 Amoys into the Mavoy, and only then it's kosher. That's because it's fairly standard for people walking to their Rosh HaSarabim to kind of overflow into a Mavoy. If there was a lot of people, they might walk a little bit into the Mavoy, maybe to put their bags down or to just get a little bit more breathing space, and therefore you can't have a Tzuris HaPesach right at the entrance of the Mavoy. That's not sufficient. It has to be set 4 Amoys back into the Mavoy in order to be kosher. And Rav Avon Harikahain, Rav Avon Paskin, just like this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about a Kaira of a Mavoy. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.